So apparently, Google just solved one of AI's biggest bottlenecks with a mathematical trick that nobody saw coming, and the timing couldn't be more perfect. Welcome to AI News Blend. I'm your host. Let's get into it. All right, story number one. Google just dropped what might be the most important AI efficiency breakthrough we've seen this year. It's called Turbo Quant, and it was announced just yesterday at ICLR 2026. Now, to understand why this matters, you need to know about this thing called the KV cache. It's basically the memory overhead that piles up when large language models are processing long pieces of text or having extended conversations. And it's been a massive headache for companies trying to run these models cheaply. Here's where it gets interesting. Instead of just throwing more hardware at the problem like everyone else, Google's research team took a completely different approach. They combined something called polar quant vector rotation with a quantized Johnson-Lindenstrauss method, and I promise this is simpler than it sounds. Basically, they found a clever mathematical way to compress all that memory usage without losing the quality of the AI's responses. And honestly, I think this changes everything. We've been stuck in this paradigm where making AI better meant making it bigger, more parameters, more data, more memory, more everything. But what Google's showing is that maybe the next frontier isn't size, it's efficiency. This could cut data center costs dramatically. For context, that KV cache I mentioned can take up more than half the total memory used when running these massive models. But here's the thing, like while everyone was watching the race for bigger models with longer context windows, the real limitation was never really about the algorithms. It was about the economics of running them. Think about it. What good is a model that can process a million tokens if it costs a fortune to run or requires specialized hardware that only the biggest tech companies can afford? That's what makes Turbo Quant potentially revolutionary. It's not just about making existing models run better in big data centers, it's about bringing powerful AI capabilities to places they couldn't go before. Your smartphone, IoT devices, small businesses that can't afford massive cloud computing bills. The most fascinating part to me is how this shifts the competitive landscape. Companies have been pouring billions into custom AI chips and massive data centers, but Google just showed that clever math might be worth more than expensive hardware. It's like everyone was building bigger engines, and Google figured out how to make better fuel. We're already seeing the ripple effects. Several startups working on-device AI just saw their valuations jump overnight. And there are rumors that Apple is particularly interested in this approach for integrating more powerful AI features directly into iPhones without needing to rely on cloud processing. Quick hits before we go. Anthropic just released a research paper suggesting they've been working on something similar, but their approach requires specialized hardware. Microsoft announced they're integrating the latest OpenAI models into Office, finally replacing that annoying paperclip with something actually useful. And someone on Reddit pointed out that Google's paper cites work from a relatively unknown researcher at a university in Brazil who apparently proposed a similar concept 3 years ago but was largely ignored. That's the thing about innovation in AI right now. Sometimes the most important breakthroughs aren't the flashiest ones about making AIs that can write novels or create art. Sometimes they're the unsexy efficiency improvements that make everything else possible. Turbo Quant isn't going to make headlines on mainstream news, but it might be the thing that finally brings truly powerful AI out of the exclusive realm of tech giants and into, well, everywhere else. That's your blend for today. I'll see you tomorrow.